Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
At a very significant point in his ministry, Jesus used parables, fascinating stories that illustrate biblical truth. But Jesus had another purpose, to hide the truth from some of his fellow Jews who had already rejected his very clear message that he was indeed the true Messiah. Jesus' disciples, of course, were very confused. They asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Here's what Jesus answered, "Because the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given for you to know, but it has not been given to them." You see, Jesus used these parables to hide the truth from those who again and again rejected him in the full light of his miracles, and to clarify the truth for those whose hearts were open. Today, the invitation to believe in Jesus' death and resurrection is indeed open to all people. But no one can respond to that invitation without God's divine help. Paul made this point clear in his letter to the Corinthians.
"Now concerning what comes from the Spirit, brothers, I do not want you to be unaware. You know that when you were pagans, you used to be led off to the idols that could not speak. Therefore, I am informing you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says, 'Jesus is cursed,' and no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Holy Spirit."
What Jesus said and what Paul taught gives us a very important principle to live by. Though we're to offer the gift of salvation to all people, we must understand that no one can respond without God's divine help through the Holy Spirit.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.